So day 11, we are just finishing off, right? And today is the Netzach of Gevurah. Netzach of Gevurah is very much about the endurance in discipline. So we would have been looking at throughout last night and today, how do I endure in the way I set goals for myself? Can I set them and achieve them? Are they achievable? Are my short-term, middle-term, and long-term goals actually goals that I can meet, right? And if I set goals for the day, can I actually get through them? So that would be the endurance. We're moving into the next night tonight, which is going to be the counting of 12. And when we count that tonight, we're moving into the energy of Hod of Gevurah. Now that's going to be the humility and discipline. So now, obviously, we have to make sure when we're coming from a place of humility that we recognize that even the ability to be disciplined has to be recognized that it's coming from a greater place. So if I'm arrogant because I've decided what should be disciplined and what shouldn't, then I might be missing the point here. Does that make sense? So the whole way to embrace this tonight, tomorrow, and use the energy to support you embracing it and looking at it, it would be a great idea to look at how I set disciplines for other people, and am I coming from a place of what's in their best interest or arrogance? Am I coming from a place of recognizing that perhaps I see something better for them and I'm going to encourage them, or am I coming from a place of judgment and self-righteousness or superiority? And that would be the same for peers, colleagues, and everyone. Have to make sure that when we are disciplining, when we are passing judgment on how people should be disciplined, that we're doing it from a place of compassion and not judgment or self-righteousness, that there's a humility and an understanding. Perhaps I see better for you, Brian, how you should behave, how you should discipline yourself, but that doesn't make me better than you. It doesn't give me a reason to be arrogant. It just gives me perspective. I just perhaps have a perspective that's different to yours, because when you're in the middle of the thicket, it's a little bit hard to see the wood for the trees, as we know. And so it's I suppose you can akin it to modesty, but humility a lot of the time comes in ensuring that what you're doing is selfless, and understanding that the ability to do whatever it is you're doing is coming from somewhere else, that you use that ability and that you liberate that ability and that potential in yourself is honoring of that gift. But it should not for one second confuse you that you should feel arrogant or better than other people because of it, or more than other people, or that you're more right than other people. It's about doing it because you are striving to reach your greatest potential, and it's about encouraging other people to be disciplined or encouraging their discipline because you want them to be in their highest potential, but neither of which for one second makes you think that you're better than them, or that you're in a more right position, or that they're less than you, etc. And so the humility of Gevurah, this whole humility and discipline, is about making sure that before you look at anyone, that you're doing it with no personal bias. There's no judgment attached.